Good afternoon. This is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus. This one is on the New York Times, and rather the Washington Times from yesterday afternoon. The author is Jessica Kasmar. I hope you've got your stuff straight. I hope you're ready to listen. I hope that you're ready to drive straight and enjoy a nifty little story. Playtime in school turned problematic for a 5-year-old Massachusetts boy who made a toy gun out of 2 Legos. Joseph Cardoza is part of the after-school program at Hyannis West Elementary School on Cape Cod. His parents received a letter a few days ago that said Joseph had received his first warning for using toys inappropriately, and that upon a second warning, he will be suspended from the program for 2 weeks. Joseph's parents, Cruz and Cardoza, say the school is taking things too far. "It's not like he's designing a machine gun," Mr. Cardoza said. "A little bit of redirection should have been enough, would have been enough," Ms. Cruz said. "This is the least, this is at least the third instance in the past few weeks in which students have been punished for carrying objects or making gestures that were shaped like guns." Just last week, a South Philadelphia fifth grader was searched and scolded in front of her class after trying to throw away a folded piece of paper shaped like a gun. A rural Pennsylvania girl was suspended from kindergarten January 10th after she told another girl that she was going to shoot her with her Hello Kitty toy gun, which shoots soapy bubbles. A 6-year-old boy was suspended from his school in Silver Spring, Maryland on January 3rd, pointing his finger at another student and saying, get this now, I quote, "pow," unquote. The principal of Hyannis West Military... What a slip. The principal of Hyannis West Elementary told Fox 25, "We need a safe environment for our students. While someone might think that making a Lego gun is just an action of a 5-year-old, to other 5-year-olds, that might be a scary experience." Really? So, Hyannis West Elementary principal, did it scare you when you were 5? I mean, I don't know how old you are, but what are you, 50? So, 45 years ago, you were frightened when a young person would act like they were shooting? If isn't that back in the Christmas story days, you'll poke your eye out, you shoot your eye out? Remember the Red Ryder BB gun thing? You remember that? Were you petrified when someone had a BB gun in the backyard? Were you horrified when a young person took a Lincoln log and pointed at you and said, "pow"? Now, this is just ridiculous hysteria. And since Massachusetts is New England, and New England is, by and large, liberal, it makes good sense that they would be inundated with this gunophobia. Gunophobia, that's a good word. Gunophobia, because of the administration's straw man nonsense on guns. I wonder if they're outlawing anything that produces obesity. I wonder if they're sending kids home for acting like they're eating. I wonder if they're removing the swinging doors off of the entrance to the school. We certainly don't want Jimmy or Susan to pinch their fingers in the door. That would cause mass trauma. And we're not even talking about, folks, them having a real gun. We're talking about a 5-year-old actually acting out that he's a little warrior. You say, "Well, I don't want that. I think our kids should be sedated and weenified. I think that they should be, genderless." And of course you do. That's the world we live in. But I'm asking the Christians in Massachusetts to put some pressure on Hyannis West Elementary. I'm asking them to make it a silly thing that this principal has done. So I guess what I'm saying is that believers should be known for their moderation. Philippians 4:5 says, "Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand." So I think you should continue to take your kids to gun safety courses. I think you should buy guns. I think you should be grateful for the Second Amendment. I think you should protect your home with ADT. I think you should watch Home Alone 1 so that you can figure out how to use paint cans to knock out robbers. I think you should, that's sort of a joke. I think you should stay alert and alive if you possibly can and mill through the plethora, the bevy of legislation that keeps coming up for voting at both state and national levels. I don't think it would hurt to every now and then join the NRA. I don't think any of those things would hurt. I also don't think that gun control should be the biggest thing you talk about. I think that you should get over the fact that the world hates your guts. I think that you should get over the fact that everyone thinks that you ought to surrender your rubber band guns, your BB guns, your soap bubble guns, and your really bullet shooting guns. I think that you should stick your tongue out every now and then and brandish your slingshots, your brass knuckles, your blackjacks, I think you should just enjoy the fire out of the Second Amendment. And let your moderation be known to all men. Why? The Lord is at hand. Now, how do we view this nonsense in Massachusetts? A little boy being threatened with suspension if he one more time uses a gun made out of Legos. How do we deal with that? Well, first we start showing up to our kids' PTAs, PTOs. We start showing up when it's time to vote on school board members. And we fire the bums when they act stupid for allowing children to be kicked out of schools for, at the ripe age of 5, scaring little children with Lego guns. This is Pastor Bill. Thanks for listening.